Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Nakiso Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Patrick McElhaney from Trellens. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you're here.
Thank you. Thank
you. Welcome.
Glad
well,
to be
get
here.
Another interview with you. So it's always fun. Always fun. So the first question I'm asking everybody, how's the conference going? I know you've been here for a couple of days. So any highlights to share or any takeaways so far?
I think it's going great. And I love to see, you know, Ronaldo being the new CEO of Nakiso.
Good guy.
His influence on, Nakiso, what they're moving forward with, their strategy, and I think that energy and that vibe is very present here.
Mm-hmm.
If you couldn't feel that yesterday,
oh, yeah.
Somebody must have been in a very different conference, right?
Exactly.
So it's good. It's really interesting from a vendor perspective or a partner perspective.
Yeah.
Typically we come to conferences and we're talking to credit unions and we're trying to solicit business.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have credit unions here, but it's a different vibe because there's so many different fintech companies. So it's also a chance to talk to their vendors, partners.
You partner up with them, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
What new technology they're bringing. So it's a very fascinating conference, and I think it's very valuable for
Indeed.
Us.
Indeed. Any breakout sessions or any speakers, anything like that, stand out for you? Or
yeah,
have you had time to do any? Because I know you've been around. I've seen you.
And so I have. And the sessions that really focus on that personalization and real-time personalization messaging and delivery messages to members, I think is really important that is key to continuing to make credit unions relevant and keep their members engaged.
Yeah.
And I think how data is being used to feed into that messaging is also changing in a big way.
All right. Well, that piques my interest, sir. So what is going on with data? There's definitely a changing landscape here,
yep.
and especially how data is being used with all the AI talk and all that type of stuff. But from your perspective, because you guys are living this day on a day in and day out basis, so how do you see the landscape changing here for data?
So I think in the past, and when I say the past, last 2 years, okay,
5 minutes ago,
or five years ago, we do have a data warehouse product, and that data warehouse is a solution that brings in all these disparate, data and resources into one area, right? Into this warehouse. Sometimes I think credit unions try to boil the ocean with that, and it gets to be too much.
Yeah.
Now what we're seeing is, number one, we're not going to have to rely on, for our solution, having a connection with a particular core provider, but we can do this agnostically.
Mm-hmm.
So that allows credit unions then to think, all right, what do I truly want to accomplish with data? What is that case study, or in fact, what's that micro case study that if I just want to get a credit card into my member's wallet, what's the simple data elements I need to drive some sort of a personalized campaign to get that out to the right membership and to the right demographic?
Yeah.
Versus trying to get all of this data and run all these models. We're taking a more simplistic approach to say, let's look at this in a very small fashion and start to grow versus, hey, let's do all of this at once.
Isn't that an easier process, I would think? It sounds like it from the surface. It sounds like it. It's much easier.
Much easier, much simpler to implement.
Yeah, yeah.
Quicker to market,
yeah.
Which is really important.
Yeah.
So I think as we move forward, we're going to see that we're pretty agnostic to any type of other data provider that resides within the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to be able to pull in a very simple way to meet those use cases the credit unions are defined that are really going to help them meet their strategic needs.
Right, talk about hyper-personalization.
Yes,
I've been hearing that term as well. So that's really getting down to the individual, what they need and what that person requires. So I can totally see that happening, and it's probably happening in your neck of the woods, I'm sure.
It absolutely is. Yeah. We're continuing to look at ways how we can, take it and make it simpler.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're obviously looking at partners that are providing those hyper-personalized messages so they can meet with their members and meet the members where they're at.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I think that's really important. That's where that personalization is so key.
For sure. Yeah, the retail environment's doing that,
mm-hmm.
so why not the financial services sector?
Exactly. You know, the big banks are doing it.
Yeah, that too. Them too. Yeah. So yeah, everyone's all in that. So anything else to report on the data side, or any AI stuff you want to talk about? Or
so just, AI,
I know it's changing by the second, but
it is changing by the second. I look at it maybe a little bit different than other people.
Okay.
So I think AI, and we're all using AI in some form or fashion to make our lives easier.
Right.
Maybe help organize our lives a little bit.
Please.
You know, some credit unions are going to jump right in to try to use AI. I don't think it's such a bad idea to just take a step back. You know, let some of those people that are truly diving in and trying to develop AI and see how it works,
mm-hmm.
let them develop it out. Let
yeah.
them test it
yeah.
before everyone jumps in and says, we're going to do AI.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're serving your members and you are doing, like I said, these hyper-personalized campaigns, you know, people hate to admit it, but at times branches are still important.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you
I
never should replace that personalized experience with AI,
mm-hmm.
but how is AI going to supplement that
yeah, exactly.
and make it better?
Yeah.
So I don't know that credit unions should be jumping in full bore to AI right now. Let's let it play out a little bit
yeah.
and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. There's lots of, I'm kind of happy to see that the hype cycle, I think it's still there somewhat, but the hype cycle coming down a little bit, and then the more practical use cases are starting to percolate to the surface now.
Yes.
And that's really encouraging to see, because it allows credit unions to go, okay, this is how we can really use it here. So
correct.
Totally on the same boat for you on that one. So, and speaking of talking about data and AI and all these other stuff, there's this work conference called Trellis Edge coming around the corner.
Absolutely.
Here, Patrick. You want to give that one a quick plug too? Because that's like a month away, I think.
Yeah, in Nashville.
Yeah.
We're going to be up there first weekend in Nashville. It's going to be a great conference. It's about innovation. We're going to have a lot of key speakers, people have seen before. Lisa Bedell, one of them, who is a favorite speaker of mine.
Yeah.
We're going to have some, Jim Nussel's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We're going to have some really great content, but it's really to help move innovation forward with credit unions.
Yeah.
You know, we're a sponsor, we're partnered with Filene on
mm-hmm.
this as well, as
mm-hmm.
well as the Credit Union Data Exchange.
Yep.
But it's not necessarily about Trellis. This is about how we can take innovation and technology and move it forward for the betterment of
yeah.
the industry.
Yeah, and this is you guys are inviting the industry.
We are.
It's not just Trellis clients, obviously they're going to be there as well. But hey,
oh wait a minute, who else is going to be there, Mike?
Oh!
I think you are.
I am so honored to be emceeing your conference, and yeah, it's going to be so much fun because I love living on the edge here.
Absolutely.
You know, so, and this is what we're all about right here, right now. So I'm really, really excited to do this and help you guys out and see what you guys have in store for us. So I'm happy to kind of facilitate and be a little moderator here throughout the couple of days that we're going to be talking there. So yeah, so thank you for that. And
yeah.
I'm really, really excited. So thank you. Yeah.
All right. So if anybody wants to go to Nashville, drop me a note. I'll get you some discounted registration.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, I like that too.
All right.
All right, Patrick, anything else to add to wrap up here? I know you're a busy guy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time.
No, I think this is good. Appreciate everything you do, though.
Oh, my pleasure.
You do a lot of great things for the industry.
Thank you.
We're all pleased to work with you.
Right on. Well, likewise, sir. Likewise. All right, everybody, Patrick McElhaney from Trellis, and then don't forget to register for Trellis Edge. We'll have a link in the show notes so you can get right to it as well. So, yeah, good stuff.
Sounds great.
All righty, sir.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Tricen, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonify, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.